Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, it is that time again. We're in the house with Joe in the house and the pastor for Punch here at Punch TV Studios. We have a special guest, James Collins, who is a spiritual teacher and life coach, a church musician who was called to preach the gospel in 1976. His ministry launched February 20th, 1977 at the Mount Rose Baptist Church under Reverend Milford L. Kelly in Fort Worth, Texas. While matriculating at Bishop College, Dallas, Texas, he fell in love and married Sabria Gathers of Charleston, South Carolina, called to pastor his first church, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in the Twin Oaks, PA in 1980, served as pastor of the Mount Sinai Baptist Church of Wilmington, Delaware. Founder and pastor teacher of New Covenant Seed Assembly in Washington, Delaware, while attending Eastern Technological Seminary in South David, PA. After a brief transition to Philadelphia to serve as pastor teacher of New Jerusalem Baptist Church, he returned to Fort Worth to pastor the Mount Rose Baptist Church at Fort Wayne. He and his wife of over 30 years, Lady Sabria Collins, conducted successful marriage workshops nationwide and created Reality in Relationships Facebook page and offer marriage and family life counseling. His Christian experience includes being ordained an Orthodox priest in the Christian Orthodox Church of America, Denver, Colorado, considered a Pentecostal bishop under BAPPS, Bishop Joseph Hargo Prelate. We would like to welcome James Collins. Mr. Collins in the house.
Yes, sir. The great day of your life.
Well, welcome. And of course, we have our wonderful host, Ms. Joy Brown. Are you there, Ms. Joy?
I'm here.
The Bible says this is the day. Show.
Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead and introduce me, sir.
Oh, go ahead. We're just excited for a wonderful show today.
Wow. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we have on our show today a double treat. This is Bishop A.J. Collins, is what he's known as, and Lady Shebra Collins from Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. We're so happy to have you on our line. You have came to hear on the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, an awesome couple that has been moved by the Holy Spirit. And a couple that can share some things with you and about relationships. But I am so happy just to have you here, Bishop Collins and Lady Shebra Collins. How are you today?
We are doing fantastic. It's a great day to be alive. And we can think of no better place to be than where Joy is in the house.
I knew you would say it. Oh, Lady Shebra, are you there? Or are you gonna be silent today?
I am right here. I'm flowing and excited about what the Lord will be sharing today as we fellowship over the broadcast. And thank God for the opportunity to say hello and to share some good things with the people who are listening.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I heard the engineer, he was reading your bio and talking about some great things about you too, but I'm going to read just a little bit more. It says a prophetic heuristic. He started streaming worship services and Bible studies, cable television, helped to launch two Hispanic churches, served on the board of directors of the Cornerstone Assistant Network, housed the homeless along with the Southern Baptist Broadway Baptist Church of Fort Worth through Room in the Inn Ministry, writing and directing short films, drilling a water well in Africa, supporting churches and feeding children in Africa, writing and producing gospel music, CDs, and doing Christian radio in Fort Worth while serving Mount Rose Church. He evolved from a fear-based theology, ritualistic, religious, non-productive rhetorical to simply connecting people to God and one another through a non-local church community of faith. The Cyber Life Cathedral emerged from the website www.yourlifeanew.com, the alternate church experience of the 21st century.
Yes.
Presently engaged in teaching expanded Christ consciousness and assisting people in experiencing and enjoying life. He and his wife celebrate life with three sons, three daughters, and eight grandchildren, reaching God globally with the universal message of love and grace. This is the Lord's doing. Nobody can do all that except God be with them.
And it's marvelous in his eyes. Glory to God.
Well, listen here. I know we often do read people's bios, but that's just a little bit. But what I want you to do, because this is an awesome privilege for me and to bring both of you on to the show, I know Bishop Collins from Mount Rose Church, and I'm going to give you my little testimony because I met him through a mutual friend of mine. There was a gentleman that was preaching at the church that I knew, and I came to hear him. I just came to hear him. That's all. But little did I know, walking out the door, I heard somebody calling my name, and a mutual friend of ours, Sylvia, called my name, and I was saying, I wonder what this this person, and she had to literally track me down as I was going to the parking lot, and she introduced herself to me. But in the introduction of her introducing herself and what she did, she took an opportunity to take me back and introduce me to Bishop A.J. Collins and Lady Sheba. And what she did was she opened up a big door. So, Lady Sheba, we don't fight over A.J. Collins, but we have some smack sometimes. But they all centered godly, and out of that communion, out of that relationship, Bishop opened his door to me and allowed me to have a conference at his church, and I will never forget the hospitality that he gave me. And he didn't know me personally, but he knew me in the spirit. And when God pushes you with people, it just click.
Yeah.
That's what it does. So out of this click evolved a relationship with a couple that I truly love. And no matter where I am, they always are there for me. And I want to introduce to you a couple that I know that's dear to my heart. Ladies and gentlemen all over the world, I bring to you on today's show a double treat, Bishop A.J. Collins and Lady Sheba Collins. Have your way. Just tell us about what you're doing.
Man, have the introduction like that. I don't know. And please let them know that I did not pay you to say all those wonderful things, but there will be a check in the mail. Anyway, I just want to say this.
Okay, I like that.
that God is good and worthy to be praised. It's just so wonderful what he's doing in our lives. And we're just excited about what he's doing with you and the ministry that he's placed on your heart. One of the things that we have learned and one of our experiences is that what God is doing and what he is doing in our time is expanding the church beyond the four walls. And he's bringing us to the place we're able to reach more people. The Bible says that in the last days, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. And we're seeing that men and women are standing forth prophesying with boldness. God is moving greatly. But not only that, while some people are looking for the undertaker, we're looking for the uptaker. We're looking for Jesus who's going to come and going to rapture us up and take us to the next dimension. Now, one of the things about that is there's a tremendous harvest that is coming.
Yeah.
And the word says that the fields are white, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. And the real sad part, though, that we look at is that many times we never, ever go out on the field to get the harvest because we're spending so much time entertaining ourselves within the four walls. Unfortunately, this is what I see, woman of God. One of the things that's really disappointing right now that the church has become more of an entertainment center than an entertaining center. So I've met several people. We came back to Texas. You already read our story. We were here in Texas. We left from here. We went back to Philadelphia. I was spending some time with my mother, 99 years young, and I thank God for her. And then glory to God. As she reminds me all the time, 99 and a half just won't do. So we're looking forward to it.
That's real.
We're looking forward to the 100th birthday, which will be on December 1st, Lord willing. But one of the things that we learned, first of all, before I left Texas, and you had the opportunity to experience that while you were here with us at the Mount Rose Church, we were doing some streaming during that time. And many times while we were streaming, we had more people streaming than we had in the pews. And a lot of preachers were getting pastors were getting insulted because they were saying, "Well, we're not interested in streaming because we want the people in the pews. We want people to experience God." But listen, if a person is on the road, if a person is busy, and that's what happened. We would have people who were coming to our church. They didn't have the time to come to Sunday school all day and then church, and then BTU, and then night service, and then be back on Monday night, and then be back on Tuesday, and be back on Wednesday, and maybe you might get off on Thursday, but you got to be back Friday. And so they said, well, I got a life.
Yeah.
And so we began to say, well, if you have a life, the church can go with you.
Yes.
That's true.
And so on your cell phone or on your laptop or on your iPad,
just like we're doing now.
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. And you could come on and we could share. And it was such an exciting experience. And then we began to pray and ask the Lord, what if there's more? We spent over 30 years in ministry. And we've seen a whole lot of things. We've done a lot of things. But we're saying, well, Lord, we're seeking something fresh.
Yeah.
What is it that you would have us to do today? And what the Lord has called us to do is the same thing that you're doing right there, was this powerful thing with your Punch TV and with your streaming on Blog Talk and with our website and with our phone conferences and with our prayer line in the morning. We're able to reach people. Listen, you may not believe this, woman of God, but every morning from 8 to 8:15, 15 minutes, we have people all the way from Phoenix or Arizona, people who are in the Carolinas, people who are in all over the country are on the phone for that prayer.
Wow.
Every Thursday night we have a time where the men come together and a thing called the Mosque, Men About Faith and Action. So again, men all over the country are coming. And as we're expanding, now these broadcasts are beginning to go outside of the country, into other countries, into other communities. And realistically, listen to this part, realistically, if I had a church that was, and you know the size of Mount Rose, a nice size building.
Yeah,
but if I had
if
I had a church three times that large, I would never be able to put in the building and many people that
the
we're
reach
reaching
of the people.
With the doctor.
That's true.
Yes.
But
yeah.
You know what?
So
you said something that is prevalent today, because a lot of churches that I have visited, these are well-known pastors, when you go on Sunday mornings, they're still not totally packed. There's more cars out there because most people don't bring somebody with them. But on Sunday, Sunday night, and a lot of churches don't even have Sunday night services, there's not even a third of people that return on Sunday night. And on Wednesday nights, whatever nights, again, there's not even a third of the congregation that they have two service a day that are in that building on those days. So it is, and it has changed.
Yes.
Oh, most
the
definitely.
Way service is done. Yes, it is.
Most definitely. And not only has it changed, one of the other things, but I believe that God has caused it to change on purpose so that we can do it larger. Because think about it. Even though you're only using your building two times, two services, you still have to pay the light bill. You still got to make sure that the air is on. You still have to do what you need to do as far as the maintenance is concerned. So more money is put in the budget for maintenance than it is for ministry.
Right, exactly. But you said something. And, yes, go ahead, Lady Shiva.
Things are definitely changing because it's harvest time. And if you look at 1 billion people on Facebook alone, this is one via a social network, there are all sorts of ways to get the message out. The message will never change, but the method will always change. It must be relevant. Jesus is still Lord, and he's still the answer. And I believe that the church should not be fearful of technology, but they should embrace it because we have an opportunity to preach the good news and teach the gospel and see lives change. And that's, you know, God did it. God has given man the knowledge and the wisdom to create a social network. And it's not for garbage, it's for good. So we thank God that we're living in the age of information and enlightenment. Because everything that's dark is being revealed and it comes to the light.
That's right. And then you have a twofold deal here, because on Facebook, would it be LinkedIn or Twitter or either one of these social medias, you have people that follow you that are not yet believers, and you got believers. So you have a network of people that maybe would never come into a church. But they may tune in, they may click onto your site, they may read what you have. And I'm not saying right now that they may accept it, but it's made available for whosoever will now. Let them come. And you ain't got to worry about what you dressing like, what you got on. You can come from a club or whatever you have. You ain't got to worry about nobody tearing you down while you're sitting in your living room, drinking your beer, smoking your reefer, and just going through Facebook and getting the word.
Exactly. And that's the key. Because one of the problems that happens with the church is that we become totally judgmental. We're judgmental about we're judgmental about each other. I mean, you know, there's two people, that one person mad because one person got their hair dyed, and somebody else mad because the person had, not knowing that the person had a tattoo before they got saved, but they see the tattoo that they condemn them because they have a tattoo. Don't let a man have more than one earring in his ear. And there's so many things that they're actually challenging. The body of Christ is fighting one another. And so because we're fighting one another, let's say there's somebody that walks into your church. And that person walks in your church, that person doesn't know anything about church etiquette. That person doesn't know that you're supposed to dress a certain way, smell a certain way. They don't know. They don't know. We had a testimony the other day that was really profound. The guy, he said he did not grow up in church. He did not come to church until he was 20 years old. when he was 20 years old, he came, he got saved. He said, and he was, when they would say, pray with your neighbor, he got his neighbor's hand and began to pray with his neighbor. And his neighbor was saying, oh, El Shaddai, Most High God, El Shaddai, just calling off the names of God. And he said, I'll never get there. She even knows God's nickname.
That's funny. Didn't know he had all those names, huh?
Right. So what happens is, if a person comes off the street, has not been raised in church, don't know anything about that, they come into church and they're totally lost, and they feel like, I'll never get to the place where we need to be, because these people are perfect. These people don't mess up. These people know all the names of God. These people don't need nobody to show them where they name a scripture. They know where every scripture in the Bible is. The preacher preaches, they answer. The preacher says, the Lord is my shepherd. The congregation says, I shall not want. Oh, my goodness, I don't know that. So,
it's becoming like a quiz in church, huh?
Exactly. So they said, so the preacher says, no weapon formed against us. And they said, shall not prosper. And they're like, oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
So we have to be sensitive to learn just the language of the people. One of the things that happened on the day of Pentecost, and it's right there in Acts chapter number 2, it says that they all began to speak in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. But this is the thing that was amazing. The thing that was amazing to those people who heard them, they first thought they were drunk. And they said, Peter said, we're not drunk as ye suppose. But the thing that was confusing to them was that they all spoke in their languages. Everybody with the different languages heard the word of God in their language. Now, many of us look at that and we think they spoke in French and they spoke in Italian and they spoke in Swahili and they spoke in German and they spoke all those languages. And yes, that may have been the case. But in our time, people need to learn to speak the language of the people, of the culture. You need to speak the language. You don't have to use profanity. No, you don't have to be talking nasty, but you don't need to be able to speak to somebody where they can understand what you're talking about on their level.
Meet them where they are.
On their level. You know, meet them where they are.
When somebody say, how you doing? You can say, fine, thank you. You don't have to say blessed and highly favored.
They don't know what that is.
But
they
why? That's our language. That's our language. Why we can't say blessed and highly favored? Holy be to God, Lord.
They'll say,
but we don't want to impress them.
That's church needs. Church needs. You have to learn how to speak Christianese.
Yeah.
Speak Christianese. If you can't speak Christianese, then you can't be here. You don't know what to say.
Yeah, we don't want to impress them. We just want to show them that we care so that they'll care.
And so we thank God for the opportunity to minister to people where they are.
Yes.
And another thing, woman of God, that which is really exciting is that, you know, God talks about how we have learned through our trials and how we've learned through our challenges and how we've learned through our illnesses and all by the things that we suffered. Matter of fact, the Word of God said even Jesus learned through the things that he suffered.
Yes.
And so we have opportunity to share with people one thing that we all have in common, and that every person goes through pain. Every person goes through challenges. If you don't understand nothing else, when my wife starts talking about the fact that she had lupus for 11 long years,
over
12 years having lupus and having to go through all the symptoms of lupus, and that the Lord healed her, the Lord healed her, where today she's totally lupus-free.
Oh, my goodness, that's a great testimony. We need to give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. Applause on that. Yes.
Glory to God. And then, of course, you know, 8 years ago she had a heart transplant. So, when you're talking about what God is doing, and needless to say, woman of God, give me an opportunity right here to do a commercial, because anybody who wants to read about that story, her testimony, there's a book called Healed from the Symptoms. If you go to our website, www.yourlifeanew.com, you can get a copy of that book. It'll bless your life. If you know anybody who's dealing with lupus, I want you, they need to read it. We have testimonies of those who've been healed while reading the book.
Yes.
So God is doing some great and mighty things.
Yes.
Well,
God
listen here. Hold that thought, because I want you guys to talk about that a little bit. But we're going to go to a commercial and come right back, and I want you to say that again. Do you mind?
No problem.
Not at all.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to talk about that book and talk about Lady Sheever's healing.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV. I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
That was for you, Lady Sheever. Giving God some praise. But let me give you something. Do you know, normally we give God praise after he done what we're going to do. But we should have gave God some praise before he done what he's going to do. So come on, engineer, give us some more praise.
We give him praise before. We get the facts, we put his truth on it, and we praise him through the journey, because we know that he's promised good and he's promised to heal our bodies. So we give him praise before it happens, while it's happening.
Yes.
And then,
now, listen, the hearers are on his line, are from everywhere. So you got somebody that may be going through some challenges with their body. You might have some people that may have never went through something with their body. And then you got somebody that's right in the midst of waiting on their answer for what God can do, not what he will do, but what he can do. So because of your testimony is so dynamic, and you was waiting on God to do some things, I want you to just to take a little time and walk us through in the beginning when you heard your report of your illness and how you stayed steadfast and you believe God through it to get you where you are. Give us a little bit on where you are now and what happened before.
Yes. Well, I am lupus free now, but it started when I turned 40 in 98. I was diagnosed with lupus. I started having arthritic pain and stiffness, and I couldn't understand why I couldn't get up in the morning without feeling like I had to fall out before I can move my leg from the bed to the floor. Lupus is an autoimmune disease where the T cells in your body attacks the normal healthy cells, and it cannot differentiate the foreign diseases, bacteria, and other things where the cells are supposed to work together. Well, the T cells beat up on the healthy cells, and it discombobulates everything. That's why systemic lupus will have symptoms like a rash across the face, flu-like symptoms, low-grade fever. In my situation, the lupus attacked my heart, and I had my cardiomyopathy, which is an enlarged heart that becomes diseased or damaged. Okay. I also went through congestive heart failure,
Wow.
And I had symptoms of gout. I had acid reflux. In the beginning stages, my hair fell out in patches.
Wow.
I was unable to hold my utensils. My husband had to feed me if we went out to dinner because I could not grasp. My muscles were weak in my hands, and I wasn't able to grasp the utensils to eat. I went through a variety of things, but you know what helped me? I understood that God had given me faith for healing. And because we've seen God move in people's lives in our ministry, as we lay hands and see the sick healed and see miracles in front of us, I just said, well, Lord, I cannot deal with this, and I don't really understand why you would allow me to see others be healed, and I'm dealing with something in my body. And Minister Joy, I got to the point at one time when I said to my husband, when God begins to move, I'm not going to make it to the altar. I'm going to sit here and not be obedient to him. And because I don't know how he would allow me to be used and see all this happening and not do something with me.
Wow.
And I started to get bitter. And then God told me one day, he said, you cannot turn on the faucet. You will do.
Oh, my God.
What I called you to do. And so I had to repent, and I had to keep moving as though I was already healed. And I did not get the manifestation of it until I was actually told in 2009 that the doctor said, we can't do anything else for her. 2009 in January, the doctor said, we can't do anything more for her. She's dying. He called the family in, and he said, we can't do anything else. We don't know what to do.
Wow.
We can't do anything. By that time, I had been in the hospital all of December 2008, going into 2009, through the holidays and the brand new year coming in, and I'm still in the hospital.
Goodness.
While being there, for one thing that was a complication from lupus,
put
6 pounds of water on me. They sent me home, and they told my husband to put me in a nursing home. My husband said no. He said, tell me what I did at home, and I will make her bedroom her hospital room.
Wow.
And we were moving forward. I am not going to put her away like that. And not 2 weeks after being home from being discharged, I had to go back in. We couldn't find, I had a flare going on, and we couldn't find my pulse. We called the ambulance, and we got to the hospital. And 2 days later, the doctors called the family in and said, we can't do anything else. Prepare for a funeral. She's dying. Well, God had an angel to contact the doctor who was attending me. He said, wait a minute, I have a friend at UT Southwestern. They got in contact with each other, and they said, get her here. Get Sheba Collins here, and we'll put her on the LVAT program so that she can get her heart screened for a transplant, if not an LVAT, which is an artificial heart. So they they took straight to ICU. In 2 weeks, they got 60 pounds of water off of me. In 2 weeks,
oh my goodness.
I lost 3 breast sizes. 2 weeks, 60 pounds of water. That alone was killing me.
That was, yes.
We stayed there from January to March, and I went through the screening. Everything that can possibly be screened and tested and all that was done in preparation for an LVAT or a heart. And because my antibodies were too high from the years of lupus, getting a heart was almost impossible because the antibodies were too hard, which meant the rejection would be high.
Wow.
And not only were they too high, when I got to be put on the list after the screening came to a completion and so-called passed the screening, they put me on the list. Well, I was way down on the list, but they sent me home in March. They sent me home in March with a PICC line straight to my heart, pumping Melburon, which is a strong medication, so the heart would pump. I had a belt pumping medicine 24/7, so my heart would not give out. But I ended up being home March to May. And in May, they found a way. God is at work all the way through. In May, they told me to come in for a blood transfusion. Well, they lied. They didn't give me a blood transfusion. They wanted me to get on in there so they can try to raise my numbers to be higher up on the transplant list.
Even though they did find
slight malnutrition, and they did not give me a transplant, but they got me going where they were still treating me. But they said to me, look, you're going to be here. Even if it's 2 years, you absolutely cannot go home.
What?
You cannot go home. You could be in this ICU unit for 2 years.
Oh, 2 years? That's unheard of.
Minister Joy, God said, my husband came to me one day. He said, your birthday's coming up. Have you asked God for anything? I said, well, I am always praying for other people. So I know when I'm praying for other people, I know when I feel faint, people are praying for me. And I said, I'm not, God knows what I need, blah, 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 kept going on. He said, no. He said, the Father said, ask him. Ask him for what you need. And we began to ask, and we went on a fast.
My God.
For a beautiful heart. Well, 7 days before my 50th birthday, a beautiful heart came in. But let me tell you where lupus comes in at.
You know how rare that is to get a new heart?
Oh, okay, let's go about that. No. Okay, I said something and I felt something leap out of my stomach. Do you know how hard it is to get a new heart? Do you know that's what God does? He gives you a new, we're talking about natural heart, but I'm talking about spiritually, new heart.
Yes, a new heart. He has his own blood. He has his own blood transfusion. And heart transplant. He does that. He gets rid of the old in the new. And it looks just like him. But let me get to the point where they told me I was healed of lupus while I was waiting for the heart to come in. Still being screened while I'm in ICU, they started checking and they said, look, you have lupus. I see on your chart all this stuff about lupus. And they started asking questions. And I said, yes. I said, lupus is what got me here. For a heart transplant. And so they said, well, we're going to draw some more blood. We're going to draw a little bit more. We're going to go back. And they drew two more times, and they came back in. They said, look, we cannot find lupus anywhere in your body. We can't find it. And now, it's like you never had it.
Now, 30-second praise break, go right there. Hold my mule.
Yeah, we need to give some praise right there.
I'm telling you, it's like I said, well, doctor, you're going to document that because I'll take my healing. I've been believing God for it, and I know he promised me, but I had no idea. He said, well, look, ma'am, it's like you ain't even had lupus. I said, well, chart it, document it, and I said, I'm taking it with me. I'm healed now and forevermore, and ain't coming back.
Oh, my God. So you got a new heart, and you got healing from lupus.
Yes, and God, and listen, when we're going through situations, we got to keep believing God no matter what things look like.
Yes.
We are healed beyond symptoms. That's just not physically. That's emotional healing. That's financial healing. That's across the board. Because what God promised, it is. So you just have to fix your faith and pray. And fight the good fight of faith. And align your words with what God has spoken. And trust him for the manifestation.
That is powerful.
And trust him. Amen. Amen.
Listen, you have been listening to Lady Sheba Gathers Collins talking about the God we serve still heals. And tell them about your book. So that people can go and order that book. What's the name of that book again?
The name of the book is called Healed Beyond the Symptoms.
Can they order it?
They can order it if they go to the website www.yourlifeanew.com. www.yourlifeanew.com.
Goodness.
Now
I'm looking at it online. So I'm agreeing. It says body, mind, and spirit is under the category inspiration and personal growth. And it says self-help, spiritual. It says health and fitness, disease, and heart. So, yes, and the price is very reasonable for a paperback and the hard cover. But this right here, I didn't know you was going to talk about that because I seen you when you were going through. And I didn't know that they declared you dead.
Yeah.
I wasn't wearing that coat.
And the wonderful part about that woman of God is that's the reason why we love you, and that's the reason why we honor you, and that's why you're our friend for life. Because when we were going through that experience, you came and you ministered life when you were at the church.
Yes.
You were a very loving person.
Yes.
We're able to share together and to be very intimate as far as our conversations with one another and transparent one another. And we value you greatly because when a believer is going through something, many times the worst enemy they can have are not the devil, but the other believers.
Yes.
Other believers who want to know, well, how long do you got and all this stuff. But one of the things that was always positive with you and with our mutual friend who I actually spoke to today, Pastor Kearney Thomas, who I spoke to today, matter of fact, right before we came on the line today. But anyway, but one of the things that was really, really positive about that was the Lord surrounded us with faith-filled friends.
Yes.
You cannot tell everybody what you're going
through. That's right.
And you
that's right.
And you can't have everybody praying for you.
No, you can't.
No, you cannot.
They don't even know how to pray.
Now, when you're going through a life and death situation and you're asking people to pray for you, you don't know. They might be praying, Lord, save a seat for me somewhere around God's throne. Father, we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord and all the rest of that.
Yes.
Well, that's the wrong prayer during that time. We need to speak life over our bodies, over
that's
our situation.
Right.
But we shall live and not die and declare the
work
of those things are the things that need
I
to happen.
On that.
And so that's been a tremendous blessing.
Yes.
Now, I do want to add something to that woman of God because not only does she have the book, but right now we start doing some life coaching for people who are going through the lupus situation.
Yes.
Those
persons, oh, my goodness.
Again, it is such a terrible time. And they have support groups. We know there's lupus support groups. But the majority of the people that go to the lupus support group leave more depressed than when they went because they start telling them how many people have it, how many people died.
That's right. That's right.
And so those people who need assistance in that area, and that's also right there on the website when you go to a www.yourlifeanew, and that's what God gave us. He wants us to have life. And have it more abundantly.
More abundantly, yes.
And everybody needs to recognize whatever kind of life that you've had, you can have a new life. Whether it be in your relationship, whether it be in your ministry, whether it be in your finances, whether it be in your health, you can have a brand new life. And that's what Your Life Anew is about. So even there, if you say, listen, my God, I'm blessed by this testimony. I'm blessed by this book. You can just go in on there and just go. I think it's called Life for You or Relationship. I forgot what it's called, but whatever it is on the line.
Oh, yes. It's Life, Reality, and Relationship.
Yes. And Reality and Relationships, all you have to do is it's called Relations for You at YourLifeAnew.com. Or you send an email, say, listen, I need somebody to talk to me. I need somebody to coach me. And that's
right.
We're here. Because we've been through it all. When we got married, I tell people all the time. When we got married, and Joy, I'm tell
all.
You, we were supposed to get. We couldn't wait. We were anxious. We were eloped. We got married. And when we eloped, they got married.
Eloped.
We eloped. And the judge said.
We were in college.
The judge said, I'm going to read your vows, And she said, for better or worse, sickness and health, rich or poor, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I do. I beat her to the punch. I said, yes, I do. Because my wife was
That's
so
funny.
Fine, all I wanted to do was get to the honeymoon. She was so fine. I was like, you could say, they could have said, run through fire. I would have said, I do, I will.
But, I do, huh?
Yeah, I do. But the thing about it is that we actually had the opportunity to live out that vow.
That's
better
good.
Or worse, sick or
yes.
rich or poor.
Yes.
And because of that, we understand the challenges that people
yes.
go through in relationships.
Uh-huh.
And nobody makes it without some help, without a coach,
right.
without
That's
support.
Right. Okay.
And so we,
okay.
So the Lord says, make yourselves available
yes.
to help those
yes.
who are trying to start anew, to start
yes.
their life
okay.
anew,
yes.
to have a fresh relationship, to have a fresh walk with God,
year.
Whatever has happened.
Yes.
And so we've been through it all, but God has been faithful
yes,
through it
he
all.
Has.
Okay.
Yes, he has.
Okay, well, hold on 1 second, and we're going to take one more commercial. Then I wanted to talk about relationship with you because it says he and his wife over 30 years, but you just went all into the sermon. But hold it, just hold that, because I got something, and you said she was so fine. I got something to say about that, too. So we're going to go
right,
through one
right.
commercial, and we're going to come right back to the same subject.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Now, thank you. This is again your host, Joy Brown. Join the house with our guest today, Bishop A.J. Collins and Lady Shebra. We're so honored today to let you know that our CEO, Joseph Collins, is laying a platform for our pastors to come on our show because we will, and what we're looking for is to do a documentary on church history. And we're offering the opportunity for churches to come and be partners with us and invest in Punch TV Studio. It's only $1 a share, but we know that the churches will be able to buy shares and have the members to help them, and all the shares that they buy will go into the ministry. Then once Punch TV Studio, we are projecting our company in 3 years to be a $500 million to $3 billion company. You will be able to put some of those shares out, pay off your building if that's what you want to do, or have a center for people that will need you to come in, and you'll be able to help those that are in need. And I guarantee you, if you do like Jesus, meet the need first and then talk about salvation, you will have what you need. The Bible says you
yes.
ask not because you have not because you ask not. Well, we're asking
yes.
our churches to really come on board with us as an organization, buy some shares, support this company, because ultimately, so our goal is to document church history. But back to our guest today, because we know our time is running a little late, but I wanted to make sure that this couple had an opportunity to tell us about the reality in relationships and how can you contact them and talk about marriage, talk about the single woman waiting on a husband and the husband asking God for a wife. And he said something very, very well that they did elope, because we know how it is when you fall in love. But he said she was so beautiful. The woman still is beautiful. Even after going through all of this, God has still given her something that he fell in love with. Not just her looks, but he fell in love with this woman. So tell us a little bit about this.
Well, praise God. That's the story in itself. One of the things I'll tell you about our relationship for a moment. When we first met one another, we met at the Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, North Carolina. My wife was singing in the choir, and I just happened to be one of the musicians that were coming through. And she had that wonderful soprano voice that captured my attention. And I just and when I saw her, I knew that she was going to be my wife. And I told her, "You're going to be my wife." And she laughed in my face. And so that's one of the things.
She did not.
Because we both were saved, our first date was to a church service.
Yes.
And after we went to a church service, had a wonderful time praising God and shouting and having a great time. And on the way back, I think I might have went by McDonald's and got something. And when I took her to the dormitory to drop her off, I tried to get a kiss good night, and she told me ministers don't kiss. And so that was the part of our walk. But here's the part that's very, very important. The part that's important that during the time when we were what they call back then courting,
mm-hmm.
we spent a lot of time talking about the vision.
Yes.
What did we see God doing in our lives?
Yes.
We talked about the fact that she, even though she was going to college, it wasn't a case of going to college to get a career. But once we met and we recognized that God had placed us together, she made the decision that I'm going to be a wife and I'm going to be a mother. And she's a terrific wife and a terrific mother. And needless to say, as we're going through life, there are other professional women that used to try to put her down and say, "Well, I'm working here, I'm a girl, blah, 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 blah. What are you?" And she said, "Well, I'm a homemaker." And they're like, "Homemaker? We have a..." But listen, needless to say, all of those who are out there doing their own thing are now divorced. All of
oh, my God. Hush.
But we're still together. And so we know that staying with God works.
Yes.
Those who, you know, say, "I don't have time for kids. They got somebody else watching the kids." That's one thing.
Yes.
But with us, we raised our children.
Yes.
All of our children are saved. All of them are spirit-filled. All of them love the Lord. All of them are in ministry. I never had to go to jail with none of them. I never had to get them to the rehab center. Never had to deal with any of those things because they developed personal relationships with Jesus Christ. Now, I do need to say this. They were still acting like teenagers.
Yes.
They were still kids.
Yes.
They still went through what you go through as life. You know what I mean? They didn't, you know, they weren't perfect. But by the same token, you were able to see that God is doing a marvelous thing in their lives. And so what we try to encourage other people is, first of all, the word of God says that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, not she that findeth a husband.
Okay.
So we minister to women and show them, watch, the Bible says, he that findeth a wife,
right,
not a girlfriend, but
mm-hmm.
a wife.
Yes.
There's certain qualities about a woman. Certain qualities about being a wife. You should be a wife before you get a ring. Glory to God.
Okay.
And so when he meets you, he knows, like I knew, when I told my wife I wanted to marry you, that you're my wife, she had another boyfriend on campus. But it made me no difference. That was my wife. And when I went before God in prayer, I asked God, I said, "Lord, if it be your will, give Sheba Gathers to me as my wife." That was my prayer to God.
Wow.
And the Lord answered my prayer. And the Lord, and he's been answering my prayer ever since. And so I just praise God for that. And so I try to encourage people that they should have a life together in the Word. They should have a life together in ministry.
Yes.
And, of course,
mm-hmm.
you grow together. We
yes.
got married when we were young.
Yes.
When we were young teenagers.
Yes.
And so
okay.
we grew together.
Yes.
So
yes.
And so I tell people something that some people can't accept, and that is, if you get married young, you're going to be married to several people in your lifetime.
Yes.
Because every
person changes.
Mm-hmm. You're not the same way you were 5 years
right,
ago.
Right, exactly,
years.
Right.
You're not,
mm-hmm.
and not, I, you know, some people say, "No, I'm not the same because I gained a little weight or I lost a little hair." No,
right.
not
right.
just physically,
no.
but also spiritually,
yeah.
mentally, your
right.
ambitions, your
okay.
purposes change. And so we
right.
try to walk with people. We try to walk with people as they go through that and try to help
okay.
them as they go through those challenges. And the Lord has been faithful, and we believe
mm-hmm.
the same way he's been faithful to us, he'll be faithful to them.
38 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So, Lily Sheba,
yes.
tell me something. How did you, when you said you laughed in his face, what was that laugh about?
Well, that
that laugh was like a Sarah laugh. I know that ain't so, because I'm going to get my mass communications degree.
Okay.
I can come to college to get a man. I came to get a degree because I never thought of marriage other than something I do before I die. I didn't think about marriage being something that was even important to me. I was living a dream that my mother desired.
Mm. Okay.
I was an only child. So I was an obedient child. And I wanted to please my mom and my dad. My dad didn't appear to care, but he did, and he had his own ways of showing that he cared. But my mom was really the frontier. She's the glue in the family, and because she had me early, it caused her and my father to marry. She didn't get to live out her dreams. So she wanted me to be somebody, and she wanted me to be independent and not have and be able to stand. But when I met this man, he was very mature for his age, and I was a mature young lady for my age. And that made the antennas go up because I saw his love for the Lord, and I saw that he was different and he was unique and he was very mannerable. He was well dressed. He was a strong man.
Yeah.
And I don't know when the Lord did it, but he turned my heart towards him because marriage was not even thought of. I don't know when the Lord did it, but the more we spent time together, I saw it as like being a piece to a major puzzle.
Okay, I see.
And I could see an extension of myself in us. You know, doing whatever I would do to please him.
That's beautiful.
The Lord melts.
Really
off.
Nice. Okay.
Yes.
Well, listen, I have enjoyed this interview. I mean, it has really touched my heart. And I'm going to have to bring you back on. And the next time I bring you back on, we're just going to focus on the reality in relationships, because I think that needs to really be dealt with. So it's going to be soon. So whatever you're doing to prepare yourself to come back on our show, The Pastor for Punch TV Studio, because I think it's a subject that needs to really be opened up and revealed to us. Single women and married men, the whole family need to hear that from your mouth and how God is leading you in that direction. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown. And as they do call me, Joy in the House, we have had a marvelous interview today with a couple that I know from Fort Worth, Texas, and he's been everywhere on the East Coast to the West Coast. And like I tell many pastors that I talk to, if you're on the East Coast and you want to create a following on the West Coast, we at Punch has just launched our new station network called KILM 64, and it covers the whole Southern California. So we're on TV, a full power station. We are the only black on company with a television station, and we're broadcasting in other cities also. So you have an opportunity to come into the Punch TV family and be on our network and give your testimony, just like you're doing now, Pastor AJ Collins and Lady Shebra. And I know you know California very well, because I think you have a brother here. Is that right?
I certainly do. I have a brother that's in the northern part of California, and I have a lot of preacher friends that's in Southern California. As a matter of fact, the last time I was there, I thought I saw somebody in the audience that looked like Joy Brown.
It was me.
Because I was saying to myself, it looks like there's Joy in the house.
That was me all the way. But I'm presenting you in a prophetic word that I see God just moving you guys around in seminars, and I know internet and the social media is a great opportunity for you, but I know God want to move you where people can touch you also and just see what God is doing. So I look forward to another time when you come in here in California on our network just talking about what God is doing for you, and I know he's making a way. Just a last word from you, Bishop A.J. Collins and Lady Sheba, that you want to just leave with our audience today, and then we're going to go into the next area of this radio broadcast, and we're going to be able to release you into the atmosphere.
Well, praise God. Just release us to the glory of God. We're before they have to go. Listen, I just wanted to say I'm just honored that you would even ask us to be a part of what you're doing. I'm excited about what's going on with Punch TV.
Yeah.
There is Punch TV right here in Fort Worth, and we appreciate it. We came here to visit one of our daughters, and she didn't have cable, so we had to watch Punch TV, and we fell in
That's
love.
That's right.
It was just
that
really
is so
great.
True.
We're excited about that. We want to just challenge everyone who is listening to be a part of what we're doing at www.yourlifeanew.com. We're there to minister to you. If you have fallen off from church, we haven't been to church in a while, you still have some questions about whether or not you want to be connected to a church. If you're not connected to a church, you need to be connected to Christ, and you need to be connected to the community of believers who love the Lord. And so I just want to just encourage you. First of all, I want to say, woman of God, I received that prophetic word from you because I know you're a true prophet of God. And so I just want to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to share today.
Yes, absolutely. And for those who may be dealing with any type of dis-ease in their body, their emotions, anywhere that hurts, just remember that whatever your journey is, that his grace is sufficient. Because where you are weak, he is the strength in you. Your pain is your purpose, and your mess is your ministry.
Awesome. Now, what's that prayer line again?
Yes, the prayer line that we come on every morning for 15 minutes, and the number is 774-220-4000. That's 774-220-4000, and the access code is 1435841. That's 1435841, the pound sign. And you come on, and we're there receiving praise reports, prayer, and people are getting healed, delivered, set free. God is doing some wonderful things, and we're connecting with people. Now, it actually comes on 6 a.m. in California. So if you're there and Pacific time is at 6 a.m., if you're on Central Standard Time, it's 8 a.m., and if you're on the East Coast, it's 9 a.m., but we meet every morning, Monday through Friday, for 15 minutes.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming to the Punch TV's radio talk show. I'm your host, Joy Brown. And you have a wonderful day.
All right, you're good.
Until then.